Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to News Talk 590 KTIE, the talk of the Inland Empire. You're on duty on our country. I'm Tom Freeman, and I'm proud to host this show because we get to salute all of you that have served in the United States Armed Forces and those currently serving. More importantly, we always get a chance to talk to really interesting people. In this case, we have a family here, part of the KTIE Salem extended family, but they're the proud parents of a United States Marine, and we want to welcome you both to the show today. Brian, you're always around the radio station, so I see you a lot heading up our sales force effort out there in your red BMW, Marine Corps red, I might add, with a United States Marine Corps sticker on the back. And I always ask you, are you in the Marines? And you say very proudly, no.
No.
My son is.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your son.
Well, Brad is 35, be 35 in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in the Corps for, man, how many years now?
12 years.
12 years, yeah. And this is something that was a perfect match for him. I mean, this is what God made him to do. He is not a college kid. He is a mechanic, and he's really good at it. And went in and learned his tank mechanics, got out, and then went back in. They called him back up and said, we'd like to have you come back in. And he did that as a, he was reserve, and moved up in ranks. He's now a
staff sergeant.
So he's an E6.
Yep.
He's
and,
moving along quite well,
right.
By the way. That's a great rank. That's a staff sergeant, and that's...
Right.
Senior, almost a senior NCO. One more promotion, and he's got it made, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He'll be the shot caller,
right? And so he works on the ramp. He has a crew, and they do the tank maintenance and repair.
Well, that's something you guys can both be proud of. Donna, tell us a little bit about your son, about where he grew up and how he grew up, and what you think made him choose the United States Marine Corps as a profession.
Brad's the I have no fear type personality. If he learned how to ski, it was straight down the hill. And busy, a busy guy, always busy with his hands, busy doing stuff. And he was a runner in high school, enjoyed ran cross country. And this is not my pick for him, but his perfect pick for him. Came home after he had enlisted in the Marine Corps. And that was just typical of Brad, that it would be the Marine Corps.
Did you know he was going to enlist, Donna?
No, because if you tell Mom, Mom gets all nervous and upset. And because us moms are proud of what our sons do, but it's scary. And so when they come home, he was not real young. He had been out of high school.
Right.
He had been working. And he was in his 20s when he enlisted. So he just came home and said, guess what I did today?
Dad, I have to ask Dad here if he's had a similar experience in that. Were you surprised, or did you have any signs that you will admit to?
No, didn't know.
Didn't know. Well,
didn't know.
I went through the same thing. I didn't tell my parents. I was leaving the next day. The recruiter called the house, tipped my dad off, cost my dad a lot of grief for about 3 years from my mother, who thought he conspired to keep that information from her. That was never the case. But she wasn't very happy that I had enlisted either. Moms just don't seem to be enthusiastic. My time was during the Iranian hostage crisis.
Oh, great.
And I left college to go enlist. So, you know, at that time they thought we might actually do something. But one way or another, we had Jimmy Carter in office, so we did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Except killed a few guys who tried to rescue the hostages. But, you know, your son has chosen a path that very few people do. The toughest service, man per man, woman per woman, is the United States Marine Corps. It's got the longest basic training, the longest deployments, and besides the special operators, which are small component branches, as most listeners already know, Marines are always first in and usually last out. So I know, Dad, that has to make you extremely worried about your son's service and safety, and he's with a tank unit. And when we go back to the Gulf War, Marines were driving old tanks. They weren't even using the new M1 Abrams tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty scary, pretty nerve-wracking, huh?
Well, you know, our kids are in God's hands. And, you know, each of us has a time when life is going to be over, and it could be in Los Angeles, San Bernardino, or Iraq. And so our trust is in God.
Well, I think you put your trust in the right place, and I know we've had several families in here that have lost a loved one in this conflict, and it is devastating. But each one is bolstered by their faith that this is God's plan, and they don't like the plan, but they understand it, and they accept it, and they know that their son or daughter was doing something they loved, which is serving their country. They were proud of the service, and regardless of how mom and dad really feel about that choice and about the loss, they still honor the memory of the lost by not criticizing the service.
Yeah, we were really sympathetic to Sarah Palin in seeing her son off. We know what that feels like when he slings his gun on, and gets on that bus. And hard day.
Yeah, it's a hard day because you just don't know. Even when you're out in training exercises, there's always casualties and fatalities. So you never know which one of the 100 that jumps out of an airplane is going to be in that 10% that gets hurt or killed. It's just a very dangerous profession. And while you're working on a tank, anything can happen, and anything can be happening to you when you're in a forward area, or you go back to any one of our wars, but even most recently when you had the Saddam Hussein version 1, which was our 91 campaign with Desert Storm, Desert Shield, we constantly had troops under the threat of Scud missile attacks, which were behind front lines, and promised to carry a biological or chemical weapon. So you're never safe, and this war has taught us one thing. Supply columns, which were never under attack in the past in most of our wars, except by guerrilla attacks, are constantly under attack. So as a parent, as a mom and dad, and as someone who supports the troops, Donna, you're always worried when you pick up the paper or listen to the news, aren't you?
Yeah, I try. There are days I don't watch the news and I don't read the paper because I just try to keep a positive attitude, especially on the days. I think our main concern has been for our daughter-in-law and our granddaughter. Very hard to watch your granddaughter see her dad off. That was probably the hardest part of the day for us. And so, it's one of those things that you get out of bed every morning, and it's one of the first things you think about. And so you pray that all of those guys, all of our sons and daughters, are going to be safe that day. And then life goes on, and you have to get through the day. And they're in your mind all the time, and you're constantly praying for their safety and their strength. And because it's so hot over there, and you just wonder how they can stay in all that equipment all the time
It's rough because it's 120 degrees.
Yeah,
you've got your uniform on and equipment.
Yeah.
It's really rough to work a 12-hour shift, and you're under a lot of pressure to keep that equipment rolling and take good care of the Marines that you're working with, and not only that, but your own safety. You know, one of the things you just mentioned is your son Brad's wife and daughter. What are their names? Since we're talking about them on the air, Dad, we'll let you give that plug.
We have Stephanie, who is our beautiful daughter-in-law, and then Amanda Nicole, who is our absolutely fabulous granddaughter.
So, two family members, and where are they living right now?
They're in Alta Loma.
Okay, so they're close by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They can actually hear the show when we are live on Sundays from 5 to 6 here on Duty Honor Country. We've got just a couple of minutes left in this segment, and when we come back, we're going to talk to you more about your son's contribution, because he sounds like a lot of the sons and daughters of the people who sat in this room and talked about the courage, the patriotism, and the sacrifices that they make to serve our country in uniform. And they do leave their loved one behind. And I've been to a few of these deployments, and it's tough to watch when kids are basically happen to be pried out of their dad or mom's arms by the grandparent or the spouse. It's tough and emotional. The great thing is, though, the reunion is fantastic when you come out to places like March Air Force Base or Los Alamitos. You see people united, and you still see what is great about this conflict is you see the gratitude. You still see banners. You still see American flags. You still see large reunions and family, friends, colleagues, coworkers are all out there. It is an amazing sight to see, and we're just very proud of Brad's service and proud to be with people who have a son from the KTIE family. Now, by the way, a station that has a lot of patriots working at it of different stripes and different branches of the service. We're glad you can be on the show. And we're going to be taking just a short break here, and then we'll be right back. All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to News Talk 590 KTIE. I'm Colonel Tom Freeman. We were taking just a brief break for production reasons. If you just joined us, we are talking with two of the Inland Empire's finest parents of a United States Marine Corps Staff Sergeant. Brad is in Iraq right now, and Mom and Dad are in our studios, and they're here on duty on our country, talking about the love, admiration, and pride and respect they have for their son, Brad, and they were telling us how much Mom and Dad miss him, but how that prayer and their faith has gotten them this far, and they know Brad is safe, Brad's doing what he wants to do, and his dad says he's an outdoor kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, from Iraq, we have a special treat. We want to welcome your son, Brad, to the show. Brad, welcome aboard.
Do you really?
Yeah, we do. It's just on a little bit of delay.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're, that's why everybody's in there. Look.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all for you. So they're all doing their phone thing. Matt's doing something.
He's on the line.
Brad.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and welcome to Duty on Our Country. And your mom and dad are in shock. This is a big surprise for them. You have a birthday coming up, so first, happy birthday. But, Mom, how special is it for this surprise here on Duty on Our Country to hear the voice of your son? And I